What's your favorite food? Is it pizza or a juicy cheeseburger? How about a huge bowl of ice cream? What do you think the students around the world eat? Let's take a look. It's time to jump the ocean and visit Spain. Let's see what we can find as we get off the plane in Madrid, the capital. The first place we see to eat is McDonald's. Then we pass by the Hard Rock Cafe. I'm starting to wonder if Spaniards only eat the same things as Americans. Finally, we find an authentic-looking Spanish restaurant. Since we have no idea what is good, we ask the waiter, El Camarero, to bring us the three most popular dishes. When he returns with three appetizers, we are really confused. Noticing our confused looks, El Camarero explains, "Tapas are small dishes typical in Spanish restaurants. Most people eat a few different tapas while visiting with amigos here at our restaurant. After trying a sample, our favorite tapa was croquetas, a fried potato, ham, and cheese ball. When we paid La Cuenta, the bill, we were still hungry. We decided we would try another restaurant. This time, with some help from the natives, we were directed to a restaurant that served paella. Paella is a Spanish dish that is known for its yellow rice. We each ordered a different kind of paella. Paella de pollo, de mariscos, y paella de chorizo. El camarero told us that for big parties, there are special paella pans that they use that can be up to 5 feet across. Paella comes with a variety of ingredients, but the Spanish favorite is mariscos, or seafood. The next day for breakfast, we asked the hotel manager where we should go. He explained that most Spaniards just have a cup of coffee, café con leche, and possibly a piece of toast for breakfast. So we decided to head to a cafe for some café. But on the way, we found a churrería. We find out that sometimes Spaniards will have churros y chocolate for breakfast. We instantly knew what we were getting. For lunch, we decided to head to the grocery store, El Supermercado. We find all sorts of strange foods, including the aisle of hanging pig legs. Jamón serrano, or cured ham, is a very popular meat in Spanish homes. However, we end up buying a tortilla. Unlike the tortillas from Mexico and the United States, tortilla española looks like a cake made of eggs and potatoes. Ay, caramba! Look at all the interesting food we found in just one day. What other kind of foods do you think we'll find on the rest of our adventures? Keep searching to find out!